really happy to welcome in Brooke Smith. He's part of the ownership group, of course, of Sierra Leone, the horse atop the Kentucky Derby points rankings. Just that intro, how does that make you feel? Good morning.
Louie, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's it like having the horse at the top of the Derby rankings? I don't know a better way to ask that question.
I mean, like I said, you can ask that question 100 times, you get 100 different answers. The general gist of it is it's a lot, in a good way. Tough to keep your mind off anything else. I mean, hell, I went and got a chipping lesson just to try to kill an hour. And Lord knows anybody that plays golf with me, I need it. But if you need your yard mulched or like a garage cleaned out, I'm your guy because I'm going to stay busy between now and week from Saturday.
Brooke Smith joins us here on Rabot & Co. ESPN 680, 1057. Reminder, we'll be out there next Friday and Saturday, 10 to 1 on Friday, 11 to 2 on Saturday, doing 6 hours of coverage around Oaks and Derby. Look, the bluegrass happens, right? And so obviously this is a horse that comes off the layoff. He runs in that Remsen, which is turned out to be an incredible predictor of success for three-year-olds this year. You've got Dornock comes back, wins off the bench. You've got Domestic Product, frankly, ran seventh in that race, came back, won the Tampa Bay Derby. Your horse wins the Risen Star in the dark, in the slop in Louisiana, comes up on perfect day at Keeneland and wins the bluegrass. Man, did you know something when that Remsen happened? Because I got to say, it's the only thing I've been right about in horse racing in a minute was, boy, I'm really going to watch this Sierra Leone horse the next couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the Derby every year, as it passes, you get through the Triple Crown races and maybe into the summer, you know, it's always so clear when you look back. And I think that the Remsen might be, you know, depending on how Sierra Leone pans out, could be, you know, one of the greatest seconds, you know, of any two-year-old in history. I mean, that's a big thing to say because we got a lot of ground to cover. And, you know, but, you know, I've watched enough races. I don't care if it's a cheaper claiming race or an allowance race, but to have a horse come from that far behind in the slop, I don't know. I think quite honestly, that was his best race. Obviously, he's green then. But he's, you know, he'll definitely make your heart drop or your stomach sink with his running style, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've seen horses come from off the pace and win the Kentucky Derby. His ability to go 7-8 wide, he's done it over and over and over again. He seems to like to try to get back to the rail when he can and scoot left. But that ability to get outside and run deeper, I mean, look, in a field like the bluegrass, right, where you've got, you know, 10 horses essentially, you can drop to ninth and you can make that move. Is there any talk with Tyler, with any of the connections, about trying to run a slightly different race with him?
You know, I've been afraid to ask that question. I'm certainly not
above your pay grade, eh?
Yeah, right. And that's the one thing we all need to realize. And I'm actually not going to give any advice. I think maybe I guess hopefully, and Chad and Tyler, and I'm sure they'll figure this out. But if he could get an outside post and then kind of rate in more towards the middle, I think that would make a lot of us happy. And then kind of use the back stretch to move up and be laying in the mix just off the pace, you know, maybe 5 lengths, 4 lengths, however long behind. But, yeah, I mean, the Derby, and when you come up with a plan in the Derby with 20 horses, the plan can go out the window at the break or, you know, in the first turn. So, you know, here's the one thing about him. He loves to race. He loves to train. And in talking to Tyler and Chad, you know, they both say there's more under the hood. So that's all good. I agree with you. If you're coming from the clouds and you're, you know, 7-8 wide, right, and a horse like Fierceness or whoever has kind of had an easy way of it, you're going to have your work cut out for you.
Brooke Smith with us. He's part of the ownership group for Sierra Leone. Son of Gunrunner. How did you name this horse?
You know, I've been asked that, and I haven't got a straight answer from anybody. I did not name the horse.
Okay.
I've done a lot of research on Sierra Leone as a country,
yeah,
which is interesting. There's got to be some connection that relates to someone that's either been there or some historical relevance. I do know that the Coolmore folks have kind of a battery of names, and they just really like that name. I don't know the origins of it, but it has a great ring to it, except that, you know, I've been called on several occasions referring to he as a she just because of Sierra Leone, Sierra, I guess, there. So, yeah, I can't give you a solid answer. I'll research that. And if we run each other's backs, I'll give you an update.
Derby week. Obviously, I know what I'm going to be doing, which is exactly what I'm doing right now, talking on the radio. You've talked about coming to my house and cleaning out the garage, which my wife would really appreciate. What do you think? How are you going to spend your Derby week?
Well, you know, I thought about kind of tucking in a business trip Monday, Tuesday.
Good
but
idea.
As I started thinking about it, I thought, no, that doesn't make any sense. And I didn't know I was going to be going to the backside every day this week, but I have been just because why not? It's just amazing. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on Derby week in general. And then as it relates to the Derby, I mean, there's a trainer's dinner, you know, on Tuesday. There's supposedly some kind of a poker, charity poker thing that's getting brewed up by this guy Stewart. And so I might jump in that action. I don't know. And then people start rolling into town. And
oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to be talking to you, and you're going to be looking at them, but I don't know that you're going to hear what they have to say.
But one of my favorite things to see is, you know, picking up a friend from the airport for the Derby or whatever, and there's Chad Brown picking up an owner. Like, you know,
yes.
The job doesn't just stop at the track. You know, Brooke,
no.
You know, something I always like to bring up, and the HBPA presents all of my horse racing coverage here, especially on Fridays, as we get into the stakes races usually around the country on Saturdays, is every time I get out there, you know, in 3 days, on Monday, when I get out there, I'm always reminded of the fact that within the walls of a place like Churchill Downs, there's an entire city, right? And you know, of people
yep.
working and a culture that's back there and people, you know, that have built up their entire lives around this. You know, I think of like the Foley family and those sorts of folks where it's just multi-generation,
sure.
those kinds of things. Do you ever get tired of that? Or does it feel good, especially as an owner, to know that you're contributing to that culture?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. That culture is everything. And you can see it in the way a guy like Chad Brown runs his operation. I mean, everybody that's there cares about it, clearly.
Yep.
And they all know what they're doing. There's not a whole lot of conversation around his barn. I mean, it's structured.
Yeah.
It's organized. And that's good for the horses, too. I mean, they got to have that routine, and that keeps that consistency. I mean, if somebody's rushing to get, you know, the feed in the bin, and it doesn't happen with any kind of regularity. But, yeah, back to just, you know, being a Louisvillian and having a part of this story is mind-blowing. And the community is where it all starts. You know, I like to get out there in time to grab a burrito, or I'll be at Wagner's being the first guy, you know, firing down a vegetable beef soup. So that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, whether you have a horse in any race, let alone the Derby, just as a racing fan, it's the soul of it. The smells, the noises, how the sun comes up. It's unbeatable.
It's untouchable. We're doing a Derby seminar on Tuesday at Blind Squirrel at 7:00. If you want to get away and have a beer, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, where's that?
Blind Squirrel, out East End, just inside the Snyder, right off Shelbyville Road.
Yeah, no, I love all this stuff, and I'm going to keep my dance card full. You know, again, I can't promise what'll come out of my mouth, but I'm sure I'll say something, and I'll you know, somebody will say that guy's a jackass, or I don't know. But anyway,
well, the good thing is the horses can't read the bulletin board material, so you're good to go.
Yes, yes, thank God. Again, let the professionals do what they do. But yeah, remind me of that. I may show up and have a brew.
There you go. Our mutual friend, Justin, and we'll have to drag him out there too. Brooks
oh, yeah.
With us.
Yeah, no, this is great. I mean, the work that you guys do in covering this type of stuff, that's actually where we all get our juice and excitement from, is because you know what you're talking about, and you know, you get into the detail. So, you know, I'm going to be absorbing as much of that as I can consume.
I love it. No, we love doing it, and I am reminded every time this year of Billy Reid essentially establishing,
yep.
covering the Derby, and that none of us get to do what we get to do if not for Billy Reid. And frankly, I mean, guys like Darren Rogers and Kevin Kirstein, those guys, like, they have jobs because of guys like Billy Reid really pushing this as a national thing that it is. And look, I mean, let's go ahead and dream. You know, Sierra Leone comes around the turn. He's in 7th, 8th place. He's got a great spot. Maybe he does the, you know, the route that Orb took in 2013. I think that's his most likely type of run to win the Kentucky Derby, is that kind of setup.
Yep.
Man, you're in the winner's circle. What is that like? What's it like, man?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not a guy that'll tear up, but I can tell you right now, it'll be definitely an overwhelming of emotion. Just to look at the crowd, I mean, I'm going to try to keep myself from, like, stage diving into one of the boxes on the front row or grabbing the trophy and running down the track because, you know, it's just – it's incredible. I'll probably look at the faces of everybody else, and, you know, it might be one of these moments, instead of screaming and yelling and doing backflips, that you just – all of a sudden you just get quiet and reverent about what just happened.
Mm. Horse racing is a sport with many men with beautiful silver hair. Bob Baffert, Todd Pletcher, Saffy Joseph Jr. is sliding into that that category now. Obviously, Steve Asmussen. You fall beautifully into this spot. Where do you think you rank in the top hair amongst men in horse racing?
This is a great question. You must have been following me around, because I guess if I haven't seen people for like 6 to 12 months, they're like, your hair is white, man. And I'm like,
I saw you at Keeneland. That's what happened. I saw you on Bluegrass Day.
Yeah, yeah. I think somebody one time compared me to Benjamin Franklin. I'm like, well, he's on the $100 bill. You know, I got to be careful with this white mop, because if I go and I get.
Oh, you look great. I wouldn't mess with it at all.
If I get a little too trimmy with it, it kind of bobs up and I look a little bit like Lord Farquaad. My kids are just busting my chops. You know, it's Shrek's over, Dad.
Oh,
so I don't know. I mean, you'll see a hat on my head, so it'll be and probably contrasting black. That's a funny question. Maybe we should do a poll. I'd probably be at the bottom.
That kind of stuff I love. So one of my favorite guests that we have on our podcast on the Horse Racing Happy Hour is Brian Nadeau. He does the track feed and sets the morning line Gulfstream Park. Great guy. And he has the best fade and soul patch in horse racing. And he works with Saffy Joseph Jr., who's the best man bun chest hair combination in horse racing. It is what it is. It just is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, look, here's the thing about life in general. If you don't laugh at yourself at the starting point, then you're wound a little too tight. And, I do it all the time. So that's funny. Yeah, and it is the people. It's the characters. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And just even being on the backside this week, I've run into a bunch of people, really, that I haven't seen in a minute. You know, a few jocks agents, and ran into Florent Giroux. After spending a little time with him up in Saratoga having some fun, I love you. Florent Giroux. He looks at me like I have two heads, maybe because my hair is gray. I don't know.
It might be the hair. Who knows? I don't have any, so that's why I bring it up, because I'm very jealous. You have more hair right now than I've had at all points of my life put together. So good for you.
It can turn to a mullet quick. You got to manage these things, Louis.
We're sponsored by Manscaped. I understand. It is what it is. Promo code horse racing. How about that? Brooke Smith with us. He's got the leader in the points. That used to mean something in the Kentucky Derby, and I think it still does. Outside of the top two, is there a horse that you look at and go, man, I think that guy's got a real shot in this Derby?
Good question. There's going to be one that's in that grouping that's going to be on the board. I mean, you just know it. You know, it'd be kind of cool to see a horse like Anna Marie in the mix with the local connections.
Yep.
But, you know, Ed Brad with Catching Freedom, clearly, you know, Just a Touch could jump up after the Bluegrass. Yep. You know, I'm trying to think who would, like, complete my...
Just a Touch reminds me of Mage last year. Like, that stage of development, doesn't
it? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 You know, Chad likes domestic product. You know,
he's tough, man.
For a while.
Yeah, he's tough.
And he made a good move. You can knock the Tampa Bay Derby, but gutsy horse, and has clearly, you know, had some seasoning. I don't know. I thought about it a bit. Sentimentally, I'd probably try to pitch a horse like Anna Marie in there.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Hey, you know what? Sure.
The horse won the jockey club. And, again, if a horse like that even wins the Derby, you know, we'll look back. It might be a shock in the moment, but if you look back, you can say, oh, I can see that. You know how the Derby is.
Yeah, Anna Marie and West Saratoga both won preps at Churchill in the fall, right? And those are things that we usually actually don't see anymore, as they win as two-year-olds, and then they come back and actually qualify even for the Derby. We don't see that much anymore. And so, you know, that jockey club. You know, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I just hope that the race gives the horses that should be there the chance to be there. You know, I hope there's not some, you know, scenario or some, you know, any of them get taken out. You know, I want it to be a good, hopefully, you know, clearly just want all the horses to get around in good order. But, you know, the Derby's going to have the twists and turns. There's just no other way around it. But I'm hoping that, you know, like in Sierra Leone's case, there's something not unfortunate that happens that just, you know, doesn't give him his chance maybe to be a little closer, maybe to make the big turn and run, you know. Just rubbing the rabbit foot.
All right. So speaking of rabbit feet, we will be at Pimlico for the Preakness with the show. We're going to make a deal right now on air and so that it's in front of God and all these witnesses. Your horse wins the Derby. You do an interview with us in person at the Preakness. Sound good?
Oh, 100%.
Awesome.
And I'll leave it. I'll do whatever you want. If we win the Derby and we're at the Preakness, you know, I'll go bald like you. I'm not saying I'm going to do that. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this right now. If I knew that shaving this mop off would put him in the Preakness after winning the Derby, we're the Clippers.
I hear you. We're doing a Jimmy Seafood Preakness seminar the Friday night before Preakness. You should probably just come to that and crush cigars with us. It'd be great.
Yeah. No, I love this kind of stuff. It's a
great
blast.
It's the best. It is.
And, again, if Sierra Leone runs a big race, you know, just doesn't get there. Maybe Fierceness or somebody just runs off with it. But, he's a second or a third, but coming like wild. You got to live with that. I mean, that's just horse racing. Then maybe you don't go to the Preakness. You go to the Belmont at Saratoga. I don't know. They'll tell the connection to people. They'll tell me, the trainer, and such. But he's a horse that I think, and I say this about everything in life, the best is yet to come, and I truly believe that about him. I really do. He's done great this week. He's gone to the gate a couple times and done it very well. He went this morning, and the report was great. So, don't tell everybody that because I want the odds to stay as high as possible. But just hope that that he has his chance and that some of these others do too, so that we can look back and go, wow, what a race, you know?
Well, the only thing I ever say to close interviews like this is safe trip next week. I hope he comes back well and that he has a long career that all of us get to watch, whether it's running or it's breeding and we get to meet his kids or whatever that might be. Safe trip next week. And Brooke, really great to meet you via the radio. I wasn't kidding about Blind Squirrel on Tuesday if you want to make the trip.
Yeah. So. I'll text you.
I'll text you. We'll get you out there. We'll have a couple beers of Blind Squirrel Tuesday at 7 o'clock. He is Brooke Smith. He's part of the Rocket Ship folks, owners of Sierra Leone, going into the gate next Saturday, we hope. And so there you go. Brooke, thanks so much for being part of the show. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks.
All right.
Yep.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Brooke Smith.